This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, October 17th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, the second in a two-part series on the governor candidates in Illinois and their stands on education. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580 weather forecaster Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. Health officials have spent the past few days contacting people who came into close contact with a University of Illinois student who has been hospitalized with bacterial meningitis. The student from the Urbana-Champaign campus was hospitalized in Evanston on Thursday. U of I spokeswoman Robin Kaler says since then, both the campus McKinley Health Center and the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District have been searching out people who had close enough contact with the student to possibly catch the disease.
It's our understanding now that on campus or off campus, everyone who needed treatment has received it.
Kaler says it's been about 18 months since a U of I student was last diagnosed and treated for bacterial meningitis. There have been no outbreaks of multiple cases of the disease on campus in several years. Symptoms include headache, stiff neck, and high fever, as well as nausea, vomiting, discomfort when looking at bright lights, confusion, and sleepiness. From 10 to 14% of cases are fatal. The Pentagon reports a soldier from Illinois was a casualty of the war in Iraq. Lance Corporal Joshua Hines of Olney, Illinois, was killed Sunday in Anbar Province. The 26-year-old Hines was assigned to a Marine Forces Reserve unit based in Terre Haute, Indiana. A spokesman for the Army says Hines was killed when the Humvee he was in was hit by an improvised explosive device. By an Associated Press count, as of yesterday, 2,774 members of the U.S. military have died since the beginning of the war in 2003. Those figures include seven military civilians. According to military numbers, at least 2,200 have died as a result of hostile action. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich says he'll call a special session for state lawmakers to vote on an electric rate freeze if both the House and Senate prove that they have the votes to pass it. Alex Helmick reports.
As a 9-year rate freeze comes to an end, state regulators, most appointed by Blagojevich, approved the controversial reverse auction that will raise rates 20 to 55%. But the governor says he didn't support the auction and wants state legislators to pass a 3-year rate freeze extension.
We want to get the votes in both chambers and know that we can get the bills called and then call a special session and go down there and pass a freeze so that the big utility companies can't raise utility rates.
But even if Blagojevich calls a special session, some say Senate President Emil Jones may not call the bill up for a vote. Jones says the utilities need the increase. Critics have suggested that's because Jones has taken more than $100,000 in the past 3 election cycles from ComEd, Exelon, and their lobbyists. I'm Alex Helmick.
The Champaign County Board will vote again this Thursday on a proposal to expand the city-county enterprise zone that would include the new Clearview development site northwest of Champaign. We have that story from AM 580's Jim Meadows.
The Environmental and Land Use Committee voted last night to send the proposal to the county board for a second time after it failed last month on a tie vote with 5 absences. The Atkins Group plans a nearly 700-acre development with an emphasis on medicine and health care. Christie Clinic and Carl Foundation Hospital both plan to build at Clearview. But opponents, including Democratic Committee member Nancy Greenwald, say the Enterprise Zone should be used to help economically depressed areas and that the Clearview site near the crossing of I-74 and I-57 doesn't fit the bill.
Most of the data of where the need is in needs for primary care and prevention for the low-income community. So while I appreciate efforts to attract industry, I'm still uncomfortable abating tax dollars in this area.
Mark Dixon of the Atkins Group says the Clearview development is doomed without the Enterprise Zone. He says neighboring states have much stronger economic incentive packages than Illinois, and that the tax incentives offered by the Enterprise Zone are one of the few options available. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Green Party candidate for governor Rich Whitney credits his opponents for a recent boost in voter polls. 9% of those surveyed in a recent Chicago Tribune poll supported Whitney. He says the campaigns of Governor Rob Blagojevich and Judy Bartopinka and allegations of corruption are aiding his cause every day.
Not only with the Blagojevich campaign kind of imploding with the scandal du jour, but also the fact that they're spending their millions of dollars attacking each other, with negative campaign ads. If I get my message out and let people know there is a positive alternative, I will attract not only the people who just might vote for me as sort of a protest vote, but people who want to vote for me for the right reasons.
Whitney campaigned in Champaign-Urbana yesterday. He says he believes voters will choose him not only out of protest, but for support of what he believes in. He says Green candidates don't accept corporate campaign money, which gives them a disadvantage, but sets an example. The Green candidate also says he's the only nominee on the statewide ticket that would support a property tax for income tax swap to support schools. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. In the Illinois governor's race, most of the debate on education is focused on how to fix the state's school finance problems. Rod Blagojevich, the Democratic incumbent, wants to raise billions of dollars for schools by selling or leasing the Illinois lottery. Last week, we examined the governor's record on education, and today, Illinois Public Radio's Jay Field looks at the challengers' plans for education. Republican Judy Bartopinkup and Green Party candidate Rich Whitney are pushing some similar and not-so-similar solutions.
At a recent campaign debate in downstate Decatur, State Treasurer Judy Bartopinkup attacked Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's latest plan to increase funding for schools.
He wants to sell the lottery. The lottery is an asset of the state. It makes money for us. Almost every piece of media in the state of Illinois, almost every responsible legislator has said it is the dumbest idea that he's ever put forward.
Topinka then outlined her plan, which ironically would also be paid for with gambling revenue. But here's the difference. Topinka wants to build a land-based casino in Chicago.
What we put forward is the 10th Riverboat license, which has been floating around out there for 10 years, not used, can generate millions of dollars.
Illinois' 10th Riverboat license has gone unused for years now due to legal wrangling. Topinka says the dormant license is costing the state billions of dollars in lost revenue. The Republican state treasurer admits gambling is hardly an ideal way to fund schools, but Topinka says it's the best option right now, given the state's financial difficulties.
We ultimately give record funding for schools, $4.9 billion, and it's sustainable. We establish more accountability. We focus on reading.
Topinka's education plan would increase the amount Illinois spends on every student by $1,000. She promises to spend an additional $3 billion on school construction and increase funding for other priorities, including early childhood education, teacher mentoring, tuition assistance for college students, and general aid for the state's public universities. The influx of gaming revenue would be accompanied by a 2-year freeze on property taxes, but Bindu Bachu, with the education funding reform group A-Plus Illinois, says until the state deals with its debt problems and finds a way to pay for rising pension and health care costs, squeezing out more money for schools will be tough.
For example, in just the next 4 years, we're expecting pension contributions to quadruple from about $935 million to over $3 billion. And that money is going to have to come from somewhere. And so we need a revenue plan that's going to address both education and some of these other pressing fiscal concerns at the state level.
Bachu says A-plus gives Topinka a slightly better grade than Governor Blagojevich on the report cards the group compiled on each plan. But she says Illinois needs a more sustainable way to fund education. Any credible plan, she says, has to address the long-standing reliance here on local property taxes to pay for schools. That's where Green Party candidate Rich Whitney says he comes in.
I'm running explicitly on what's called House Bill 750. Many people refer to it in shorthand as the income tax for property tax swap.
The bill, which didn't get much traction in the legislature, calls for a property tax cut accompanied by a 5% hike in the income tax rate and an expansion of the state sales tax. Whitney says this so-called swap is still the best way for the state to raise more money for schools, make the funding system fairer, and pay all its other bills.
Right now, the state government only funds our schools at 30%, which is the lowest rate in the United States, it has also given us the most unequal schools between rich and poor districts in the United States. Of the revenue that we would generate with this bill, $2.2 billion would go to our K-12 schools, which would allow us to fund our schools at the recommended foundation level recommended by the governor's own Education Funding Advisory Board.
But Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich remains opposed to any reform effort that raises taxes. Elliot Regenstein advised Blagojevich on education issues during the governor's first term.
The disagreement that the governor has had both with members of his party and with members of the opposite party has been on what should the state's revenue system look like. Increasing revenue through a tax increase does not necessarily guarantee increased education funding, although there have been some bills that attempt to tie them together.
Judy Bart Topinka has made no such pledge on taxes. Topinka says her proposal to build a Chicago casino is only a short-term fix. If elected, she's promising to initiate a hard discussion about school funding in Springfield, where everything, including taxes, would be on the table. I'm Jay Field.
We'll see the return of the sun tomorrow in a good part of Illinois and Indiana, except for the northern and western portions of Illinois. In the meantime, though, cloudy and still some drizzle or rain. Today in Illinois and northwest Indiana, our forecaster Mike Sola says it'll be cloudy with lingering showers and areas of drizzle and patchy fog. In the remainder of Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly in the south, and highs today ranging from 58 in northern Indiana to near 70 in southwest Illinois. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy with widespread areas of dense fog developing overnight. The lows from 45 in northwest Illinois to 56 in the far south. Wednesday's forecast for northern and western Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers arriving again, but elsewhere partly sunny and milder, and highs ranging from 55 in northwest Illinois to around 80 in far southern Illinois. Looking ahead to Thursday, in northern Illinois and in Indiana, some showers, but elsewhere cloudy and turning cooler. Thursday's highs ranging from the mid-40s in the northwest to near 60 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, October 17th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.